Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast, brought to you by the Nintendo Freak and Freaky Productions. I'm your host, Richard W. I have with me my sister. And we just got to go see, The Woman in Black.
Yep. New one with Harry Potter. Sorry, Daniel Radcliffe, but we're always going to call him Harry Potter.
Yeah. First of all, let's talk about those noisy teenagers. Oh, my God.
Okay, so we went into the theater, all right? And when we get into the actual mini theater thing where the screening is, or not screening, where the movie's playing, and it's completely empty. Great, cool. And the movie darkened, and we thought we were all by ourselves in the theater, which means we can talk during the entire movie, make fun of it, whatever. And
yeah, and I thought at first, you know, either this movie really, really sucks, or we're just really, really early.
Yeah.
Turns out we were just really, really early.
Yeah. So a guy came in, and then an old couple came in, and a girl came in, and then these four kids come in. Mind you, they look like they're, like, 9 years old, really. And they get into the theater, and they go all the way up in the back, fine, whatever, you know, younger kids do that, whatever. I like sitting in the exact middle, but whatever. And they start talking.
Yeah, it's only during the previews and stuff, and this preliminary stuff, you know, figure, well, once the movie starts, you know, they'll stop talking, you know?
Exactly, you know, I mean, I do that too, I talk during the previews, but whatever, we quiet down when the movie starts. They're still talking during the fucking movie. Beginning of it, just nonstop, me, shut the fuck up, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, picture a stereotype of teenage girls. These girls fit it perfectly. Dumb, stupid, and loud.
Yeah, mind you, they weren't teenage girls, they were 9 year olds. They were little, okay. They were little kids.
They were tweens.
Yeah, it bothers me because, first of all, why aren't they there with parent or guardian at the theater? I understand. You're going to drop them off and you're going to go to Walmart or something and stick them in the fucking movie theater so you have time by yourself. But really? I mean, I'm sorry. If you're under 13, you need to have somebody there, a chaperone, watching you while you're in the theater. I don't care if they sit across the theater from you, just as long as they're in the fucking same movie.
Yes, something to control them. I mean, finally, a couple people said something about it.
Yeah, it was really cool though, because the guy that was sitting in front of us a little bit, he got up and went and talked to them, and I was considering going shut up or get out, but I was waiting to see, you know, if a couple minutes into the movie, because it didn't really have one of those screens where it goes, okay, now turn off your phone and crap like that. That didn't play for some reason, so I don't know. But it went right into the movie, and so I figured give them a couple minutes and then they'll shut up. But the guy went and talked to them, and then, you know, after a little bit, they got loud again. So this older gentleman and his wife were there, and they were sitting further back on one of the sides. He went and left, and apparently he went and talked to the manager or something, because when he came back, he was telling his wife in a really loud voice, which I was so proud of him because he knew the kids could hear. He said, he told the manager to either get him out or he'll drag them out. And
which both of us thought was really, really cool.
I wanted to bust out laughing, but I figure, you know, I didn't really want to ruin the movie with me laughing. So,
in my mind, I was like, yes!
Exactly.
Yes!
We wanted to go high-five him. That's how awesome it was.
Yeah, it was very awesome.
Then, a couple minutes later, two of the employees came in. One of them stayed near the bottom, and the other one walked up to the top and went and talked to the kids. And I think 20 minutes, half an hour later, the kids left the movie.
Yeah, it was about then.
Which, thank God, because then I could actually hear the rest of it.
I know, and we could actually listen to the movie, enjoy the movie as we should, or try to
enjoy
at least.
The movie.
Yeah. I mean, kids like that should have shock collars on them, you know?
Yes, definitely.
With multi-band frequency remotes, so that way, if, hey, I'm a moviegoer, I hear an annoying kid. Bzzzt.
Could
you're being
be so
loud,
loud
again! You're screaming! Come on!
Jeez, nothing jumped out there! Shut up!
Oh, man.
But yeah, okay, so on to the movie. Basic synopsis, there's a town. A widow died, and somebody has to go deal with her paperwork. This person is Harry Potter.
Played by Daniel Radcliffe?
It's not Harry Potter. It's I already said I'm going to call him Harry Potter. Anyways, but his character has to go deal with all this paperwork. The house apparently is filled with paperwork, and it will take him a couple days.
Yeah, I believe he's a lawyer or something.
Something like that. He works for a lawyer's office. And in this...
And he has to collect all the data on what is in the house so the house can be put up for sale.
No, he just needs to get our paperwork straightened.
Yeah, something like that.
But yeah, and because he needs to make sure that there's not a more recent will to take care of. They need to make sure that the most recent will has been given to them so they may follow her wishes. I mean, mind you, the movie started out really slow, like all suspenseful movies.
Yeah, you know, it has that slow, quiet moments where you expect something to jump out at you, and then nothing happens.
Yeah. I won't ruin the ending, obviously, but I have to talk about, like, how it builds up to the ending. Harry Potter's wife is dead, and he just has the son and a nanny, and he goes off on this trip to some podunk village in the middle of, I don't remember where.
Yeah, something, yeah.
And he has to find a place to stay and has to take the time to go through all this paperwork. Apparently, I think, what was it, the lawyer or something in that town hands him the stack of paperwork.
No, it was the, was it the coroner?
Maybe.
I believe so.
That's kind of creepy, considering, you know, the flames part.
Well, it is a small town.
I know, but considering what was in the basement, that's just kind of creepy, being a coroner and having that. Anyways, all right. You'll have to watch the movie to understand what I'm talking about there. But, the guy tries handing Harry Potter a stack of paperwork, and,
passing it off as saying, here's all the paperwork you need.
Yeah, this
take
is...
Take it and get out.
Yep. This is all the important paperwork. I already have a ride for you to get back to the train and get back home to your son. And Harry Potter doesn't want to do that because it's not doing his job the way he's supposed to. So he ends up leaving the house. He heads to that house. He pays the driver to actually take him to the house on the marsh that he has to go through all the papers and starts going through all the said papers. And, basically throughout the movie, different children die because of different causes. And that's really all I can tell you. I mean, he sees...
Yeah.
He starts seeing things, hearing things.
Well, let's stop it there. Let's not give away too much of the movie in case somebody actually wants to watch the movie. Well, let's talk about the cinematics. The cinematics was pretty good. I mean... The camera angles, and how they had the lighting,
The lighting was good. Oh my god, I loved the way that it looked, the way that the sets were made. It looks amazing.
Yeah, it looked pretty authentic, you know.
It looked like some random village in London or whatever. Out by all the marshlands.
Which, from the standpoint, it looked pretty good. Yeah. And it looked like they pulled it from little bits and pieces from, Sherlock Holmes? Sort of?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's sort of that same era.
Yeah. It's still the, Victorian-type clothing and everything. It seemed to be very cohesive and everything like that. I mean... the music, mind you, is typical suspenseful music with what you'd expect.
Yeah, so kind of generic.
Generic and... I don't know. During the entire thing, I never jumped once.
Yeah,
But, I mean, over time, I've gotten used to not jumping at suspenseful movies.
There was nothing really to jump at. It's like, it was expected. It was predictable.
Well, that's what suspenseful movies are nowadays, don't you know that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's kind of hard to find a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck finding that. Now, me personally, I don't care for Daniel Radcliffe, this thing. I think he's too young for the part. I think he hasn't been in enough movies and stuff to show what else he could do.
But see, here's the thing. How is he supposed to get into enough movies to show what he can do if he doesn't go into another movie right away? You know?
Go into similar roles like what he did in Harry Potter. Not necessarily a wizard, but a teenager.
But see, that's the problem. Then he'll be posed always as a teenager. I mean, if you look... Okay, for example, look at Justin Long, okay?
Okay,
for the longest time, he's always put in that one kid role where he's a teenager of whatever age, somewhere throughout high school or college.
Okay.
And he's always put as the one that has... There's always something that happens to him that makes him, like, such an awkward little geek. And that's his character, which is great for Justin Long. It's just, it's all he ever does. You never see him do anything especially different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, Harry Potter is trying to do something other than wizardry, magic, and being a teenager. Mind you, I disagree with my brother. And I think that he was a good person to put in that spot. It's just really bad writing. I mean, yeah, he can do the acting fine. He can do the whole scaredness. He can do the whole whatever. I can't ruin any of the movie. But he can do it. It's just, it was really bad writing.
Yeah.
I think the biggest issue was the fact that he didn't work with the co-stars really well. The people who he was working with in the movie, it didn't work with having Harry Potter as the main character. Because the guy he was working with, whose house he stayed at, that guy is he's a much older gentleman and much taller, like at least a foot taller than Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
And it made Harry Potter look like a teenager. Had it been another guy that was maybe a little shorter or something, like, I understand he had to be older and...
Yeah, I can see what you're getting at, you know?
You know?
If his proportion was a little bit better with the other actors and actresses, you know?
Exactly.
It wouldn't have seemed so young.
Exactly. Because a lot of... I understand that Harry Potter, you know, is still a teenager, technically. He's still shorter compared to most others. I don't really know how to explain it better. He's short. You know, okay. He needs either time to grow or shorter co-stars or something along those lines. And
Okay, I'll give you an example for me, okay? Good example, Robin Williams, okay? You used to see him in funny movies. You used to see him, happy-go-lucky, you know, and stuff, yep. You know? And then you watch One Hour Photo.
I haven't seen that yet, so please don't ruin that for me.
Okay. Well, anyways,
yeah,
One Hour Photo scared the crap out of me. Completely changed my views of Rob Williams.
I know, he can do it. It's just he's always been put in the funny man role because it's what he does best.
Right. And I don't think this role is right for Daniel Radcliffe to break out of that. He needs something else. You know, anything else.
See, I just think that they didn't start him off with a good written movie. I think, honestly, in my opinion, I think what ended up happening was that somebody thought, okay, well, you're trying to do a different movie other than Harry Potter. Here, do this one. And I don't know if it was his agent or whatever, but somebody handed him the script and said, you should do this. You're not doing a character anything like Harry Potter. So you get out of that right there so you can actually act again.
Yeah.
And I think they basically screwed him over because rather than taking the time to look for a well-written movie, they did that.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, mind you, we'll have to see what goes on because I know there's a movie coming out with Rupert Grint.
Ron.
Ron, yeah. Weasley, yeah. And it's some plane crash thingy, mabobber in, like, snow or something. I don't know.
I think that's called The Gray, isn't it?
It's not The Gray.
It's not The Gray?
It's not The Gray.
Okay.
I wish it was called The Gray, because it'd be funny, because, no, it's called, like, it has something to do with white. I remember why, because I had this conversation with Dad, actually, about how Harry Potter did The Woman in Black, and Rupert Grint is doing, something about the white, or whatever, because...
Okay.
It's all that snow and whatever, and then...
So then Emma Watson's doing
something...
The Yellow Whore.
I was going to say, like, red.
Oh,
you know, okay. But I have to look it up again. I really wish I hadn't remembered it off the top of my head.
Yeah, you know, I kind of think maybe she'd just do a Billy Madison, you know. But you know how Billy Madison, I'm sorry, Adam Sandler always has piss and poop in the films.
Yeah, that, I
don't know where I was going with that, but it just popped in my head, scatterbrain.
Yeah, I know you're scatterbrained. It's okay. I'm used to it. But, I don't know. Just, I'm looking forward to seeing how they do in other movies. I know the one I was looking at, I know Emma Watson has been in 2 movies. I don't remember the other one, but one of them, she's actually being a teenager in high school.
Okay.
I can't remember anything of it other than that she's playing a teenager in high school and that she looks like shit with her short-ass hair.
Oh, she cut her hair?
It is, like Mia Farrow, Rosemary's Baby type short.
Yeah, I haven't seen Rosemary's Baby in, like, forever.
And neither have I, but I watched a lot of America's Next Top Model, and I listen to what they say and have to see it. Basically, it's a boy's haircut.
Okay.
Really, really short.
Really, really short. Okay. I'll just have to take your word for it until I see it, so.
But yeah, we will have to watch those and then, you know, talk about it, compare it, see which one actually has the, actually has it to be a real actor, not just a, you know, pretend.
Yeah. Who will survive the last weekend? Let me, Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, or Hermione Granger.
Yeah, the first movie, not the first weekend. Because each of their movies come out in different weekends, so.
Who gets the axe this week?
All right, well, I think that's good enough about that movie, right?
Yeah, so, I don't know. Well, okay. So, should they go see Woman in Black?
I don't think so. I don't think you should pay anything to go see that movie. If you really want to see it, wait till it gets to cable. Or if you're...
Desperate, borrow it from a friend.
If your Time Warner cable sucks and they end up giving you those free movie passes, use that.
Yeah, there you go. And then just borrow it from a dumb friend that actually bought it first, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's not worth spending your money on. Out of... What's your rating chart?
We rate our movies from a sliding scale from 1 being the worst possible movie ever, which we're going to stand up and boycott it forever, which is 1 thumb up the ass, to 5 thumbs up being the best possible movie ever that I wouldn't mind seeing for the rest of my life.
And like only that.
We'll talk about that later.
Anyways,
so, where'd you rate this one?
I'd give it a 3.
Yeah.
All right. And now, 3 reasons why it gets the thumbs up. Because it gets one thumbs up automatically because there's Harry Potter in it. It just, I'm sorry, it's just what it does.
Oh, look, my podcast ratings just went up.
You're talking about Harry Potter, yeah, because automatically, I'm sorry, more people are going to watch it just because it has a well-known character in it. All right, like, honestly, to be honest, if Johnny Depp was in some movie, I would go see it, even if I heard it was shitty, just because I really like how he does characters and stuff.
Yeah, I still want to see The Rum Diary.
Me too. Let me finish.
Okay, anyways,
I'm almost home. I really like the sets, the scenes, everything. How it looked, and just it. I do horror sets and crap like that. I know this stuff. It looked really good. It made me really want to go stop at more rummage sales and get more stuff. and then 3. It's the. The backstory was good.
Okay. Sorry, you were saying?
Alright. The third reason is because of the backstory, I think. And not how it's written, not how you see it played out, but the reasoning behind everything that happens. I thought that part was well thought out. You know, I mean, Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And now that you said that, yeah, I'll give it 3 thumbs up.
Because the good concept, I mean. Bad writing, but good concept.
Yeah, I'll give it 3 thumbs up. One for the lighting cinematics, you know. Mm-hmm. Two for the sets. Thank you. I couldn't think of the damn word. And 3. Well, because of what you said, you know, about
the concept.
The concept, yeah. The concept's there. It's just the directing and the writing is not.
Yeah, the writing and the ending both just it ruined it for me. I mean,
yeah, might be good in a remake. You know, if somebody else remakes this.
Yeah. So about 20 to 30 years.
No, it's about 10 years.
Oh, sorry, wait, with the rate that they're remaking movies now, give it about 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, they took 2 years to remake, Hulk?
No, I think it was more like 5.
And then, they're redoing Spider-Man already.
Really?
Yeah, it's been 10 years.
Holy crap, wait, it's been 10 years since Spider-Man came out?
I believe so.
Oh god, I feel old. All right, well, we are going to have to say goodbye because I am leaving. I am going home. So until next time, when we go and review another movie, I will make sure that we do this again.
Yeah, this was fun.
It's been a really long time since I got to do this, so.
All right, so thank you guys for listening to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast. I've been your host, Richard W. This has been my sister.
Danny, hi, good night.
On the web, I can be found at ncpod.net. Always, you can contact me at nosensepod@gmail.com. That's no, C-E-N-T-S, pod@gmail.com. Or you can leave me an audio comment at 510-47-FREAK. That number is 1-510-473-725. Thanks for listening. Subscribe. I'll catch you guys another time.